KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies off to our north and 66 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. And in area news, authorities in Montgomery County say a Red Oak man was arrested Sunday morning. Officers of the Red Oak Police Department took 32-year-old Michael Wayne Parsley into custody at around 8:30 a.m. on a valid police department felony warrant for forgery. Parsley was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, sheriff's officials in Adams County say a Polk County woman was arrested Saturday evening on a drug charge. 40-year-old Margaret Rhodes of Des Moines was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. following a traffic stop for speeding. Rhodes was also arrested for driving while suspended. A search of her vehicle by an Adams County canine unit resulted in the discovery of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Rhodes was subsequently charged with possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia and was being held Sunday in the Adams County Jail on nearly $1,750 bond. One person suffered minor injuries during a collision between a car and a pickup truck Saturday morning north of Atlantic. The crash between a Mazda Protege driven by Mike Anderson of rural Atlantic and a Ford F-350 pickup driven by Rick McDermott and owned by Smith Farms of Atlantic happened around 10:30 a.m. about a quarter mile west of Olive Street on Boston Road. Cass County Chief Deputy Sheriff Bill Ayers told KJAN the car was traveling west on Boston Road, which Ayers described as being like a washboard at the time. As Anderson tried to move away from the side of the road and was left of center, the eastbound truck topped the hill and the vehicles collided, despite efforts by both drivers to avoid the collision. Following that accident, the car rolled onto its top into the north ditch while the truck came to rest on the gravel road. Anderson was treated for cuts and abrasions but did not require transport to the hospital. Chief Deputy Ayers said that Anderson was cited for failure to yield half the roadway. While that scene was under investigation, the unoccupied pickup truck apparently popped out of gear and rolled onto its flat left front tire into the north ditch. A domestic situation in Red Oak early Saturday morning resulted in an arrest. Red Oak police report 27-year-old Aaron Lucas Anderson of Red Oak was arrested after allegedly causing damage to an apartment in the 1800 block of East Summit Street. Allen, who was found behind the property, allegedly resisted arrest. He faces a charge of third-degree criminal mischief, and Allen was being held at Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $2,300 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says a Corning man was arrested late Friday night after authorities received word a man was waving a gun at kids at the bottom of Davis Avenue. Sheriff's officials say when officers arrived on the scene, they observed 58-year-old Joseph Johnson hiding a weapon from them, and Johnson was arrested at around 10:30 p.m. Friday on a public intoxication, possession of drug paraphernalia, going armed with intent, and disorderly conduct charges. He was being held in the Adams County Jail over the weekend on $5,900 cash bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday acted to appoint one of their members to the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Regional Planning Committee. General Relief and Mental Health Coordinator Teresa Canning told the board at the time that there has been an interest in the community regarding that appointment.
I've had several phone calls from the community who didn't understand from the agenda item that it was to appoint a Board of Supervisors member to the planning committee for the mental health redesign. I've had a couple of people call to volunteer to get to the planning process and want community people to be on a committee. There's a couple people willing to come forward for that.
The board voted to appoint Supervisor Frank Waters as a member of that committee and Supervisor Gaylord Schelling as the alternate. The Board of Supervisors in June signed a letter of intent to join with other counties in a 28E agreement for mental health services. Last May, Governor Branstad signed legislation that reforms the state's mental health system. It shakes up the current county-based format in favor of one that's based on regions. I'll have a check of our funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi, Joan. How can I help you?
I have such a hectic schedule today. My mother just called, and she needs her prescription refilled. I just don't know how I can get by Health Mart and make all my other appointments on time.
Don't worry. At Health Mart, we offer free delivery. I can refill Bonnie's prescription, and we'll take it to her house. And since Health Mart pharmacies honor insurance plans, including Medicare, I'll handle that end of it for you, too. Since Health Marts are independently owned pharmacies, it's easy to offer free delivery.
Wow, you are a lifesaver.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
In the funeral announcements, Milford Mick Pardee, age 89 of Audubon, died August 24th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of Life memorial services for Mick Pardee will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Daryl Pee Wee Gilbert, age 87 of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Pee Wee Gilbert will be held tomorrow at 10:30. At Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marjorie Sorensen, age 84 of Topeka, Kansas, a former Shelby County resident, died Wednesday in Topeka. Funeral services for Marjorie Sorensen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Betty Dawson, age 78 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Betty Dawson will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert Jean Nordby, age 80 of Omaha and formerly of Irwin, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bob Nordby will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the King of Kings Church in Omaha. The Heafy Hoffman Dworick and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has the arrangements. Marilyn Young, age 73 of Avoca and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Marilyn Young will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Peter Weissman, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at Benora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Peter Weissman will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Harold C. Scott, age 96 of Fort Myers, Florida, and formerly of Atlantic, died July 22nd. Memorial graveside services for Harold Scott will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters, batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.